Yesterday, state lawmakers were in Raleigh to deal with House Bill 2 again. The purpose in calling the special session was to repeal the legislation, but that did not happen. This morning, we're hearing from different voices in that debate. In the last hour, we spoke to Democratic State Senator Jeff Jackson of Mecklenburg County. We're now joined by Republican State Senator Jeff Tarte. Welcome.
Good morning, Marshall.
So I'm going to start by asking you what I asked Senator Jackson. When you went to Raleigh yesterday, were you optimistic that House Bill 2 was going to be repealed?
Well, let me start with the comment that had enough Democrats voted with the half of the Senate GOP members, HB 2 would be repealed today. So when we went over, you don't call a special session without a pretty good head count of talking to members to know that you've got the votes to do the action you went to do, which was to repeal HB 2.
Now, a lot of Democrats saying they're opposed to this six-month moratorium on cities passing anti-discrimination ordinances that was part of the legislation. Why do you need that? First of all, do you support it?
I support the repeal with the full repeal of the Charlotte Ordinance. Basically, as Senator Joel Ford calls it, a reset. Let's get back to that. What we were trying to achieve. So why the cooling off period? Lots of things happened early. One is when we got to Raleigh on Wednesday, we were called because we were told on Monday Charlotte had repealed their ordinance. We got to, and we're sitting in caucus on Wednesday morning, and we find out, at least the rank and file members, that they actually had not done that. That's where it started to get sideways right from the beginning. So we're waiting now, all of a sudden, for a special session, if you will, by the Charlotte City Council that they're going to convene and then fully repeal, which they did. So good to their credit. But that we were sent over there under the perception it was done and it wasn't. That's where it started going sideways. Then we're getting reports and messages. One of the city council members from Durham had announced that as soon as HB 2 is repealed, he's going to introduce the Charlotte Ordinance. So we're going to have HB 2.1 almost instantly. And the idea was, let's literally chill out, let's step back, reflect where we are, and then let's get a full work group, committee work. Let's not do this in special session, midnight votes. All that needs to quit happening. And let's have a diligent, full committee structure through the long session. Everybody, all the stakeholders who have an interest in the issue, have a seat at the table and let's craft a thoughtful, rigorous solution to try to reach some balance in this.
But is that what the point of the six-month moratorium would have been, to give everybody enough time? Or, I mean, I guess I should say for Republicans, for lawmakers in Raleigh, to convince cities not to pass these sorts of ordinances?
It's basically a message to all the municipalities and counties is you don't have a grant of authority to do this right now. Let's go back in, take the long session to work through this issue collaboratively.
Senate Leader Berger says, you know, he accuses Roy Cooper of encouraging Democrats to come out against this repeal. You said that if they had been on board, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation right now. Did you need the Democratic support? You have a supermajority, Republicans.
Absolutely had a split caucus. We had half the members that weren't supportive of repealing HB 2, and we ended up with half.
Why is that?
There's different perspectives. I mean, we can talk about HB 2, and we talk about the bathroom issue and the transgender issue. I will tell you personally, that's not an issue. Transgenders aren't a problem in bathrooms and stuff. They never have been. They won't be. This is really central around the issue. Do we add sexual orientation, gender identity, and the other areas around the LGBTQI community to as a protected class? And that's really the debate and the dialogue that we've all got to get our arms around.
Senator Jackson, on this program 1 hour ago, we had a conversation similar to this one. He said that he believes, maybe other Democrats feel the same way, that House Bill 2 has almost become a symbol for the GOP in North Carolina that it's holding on to and won't let go. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, I tremendously respect Senator Jackson. Jeff and I are good friends, and I respect his view and opinions, and we need to be cognizant of different opinions and view. I absolutely do not want to hold on to HB 2. It's not my issue. I don't want to own it. I don't want our party to own it. It's hurting the economy now. It had many unintended consequences from what HB 2 was originally intended to accomplish, and it's time to correct it and move on.
Well, and you basically said that in this seat a couple months ago when we had a conversation over the air. But do you regret your leadership in taking up the repeal issue? I mean,
no,
given what
it's coming
to?
No, I think they recognize. When you listen to Phil talk about the issue, I mean, 70% now of the state has the belief that HB2 hurts our state, whether that's reality or not. I mean, we're still, Forbes recently announced we're the second best state for business. So maybe we'd be number one without HB2. I don't know. But the mere fact that this is impacting business decisions needs to be addressed. We see it. And what really hurts by not passing it yesterday, and this isn't about sports, but the ACC announced if we didn't repeal HB2 by January, they're going to move about 150 plus smaller sport tournaments out of the state. That impacts people's jobs, livelihoods, hotel room rentals and stays, food vendors. So we're hurting people, the working class people that depend on those events. And, you know, so we had people that didn't vote for it. It is a shame. And people are yelling that at us, and probably rightfully so.
So where do you go from here? Lawmakers heading back next month. Where does the conversation go from here?
Well, hopefully we're going to need to pick this issue back up. It's not going to go away. And you'd have to live under a rock to think so. And we have a responsibility to address it during the long session, much like we said. Unfortunately, we're still going to have HB2 hanging over us until we address it in committee and through the legislative process.
That's Republican State Senator Jeff Tart. Thank you for joining us.
Marshall, appreciate it.